The following program is recorded content created by the Truth Network.
Friends, we're saying goodbye to Ask Dr. Brown.
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, biblical scholar and cultural commentator, Dr. Michael Brown. Your voice for moral sanity and spiritual clarity. Call 866-34-TRUTH to get on The Line of Fire. And now, here's your host, Dr. Michael Brown.
Welcome to 2024, friends. This is Michael Brown. I am delighted to be with you. And there are some very major ministry changes I want to share with you today. I also want to talk to you about what I believe is the biggest revelation, or the biggest revelation for me, the light that went on the most in 2023 with what happened, especially in America in the last year. And then give you at the bottom of the hour, just so you know, the bottom of the hour, I want to give you an update on my personal reflections on everything that has happened at IHOP KC. So if you're watching on YouTube, click thumbs up there and then click share to get this out to more folks. If you're watching on Facebook, click like and then share to get this broadcast out. If you're listening on podcast, share it with a friend. Listening on live radio and you're able to text or call a friend, tell them to tune in. Major announcements, no hype at all. You don't get hype on this broadcast. You'll get intense information. You'll get charged. You'll get infused with faith and truth and courage, but you won't get hype. No empty content here. Okay, 866-34-TRUTH. I may have some time for some questions relating to IHOP KC, Mike Bickle, etc. That'll be later in the show, so I may be able to take some calls on that, 866-348-7884. Okay, we are officially saying goodbye to Ask Dr. Brown. If you go to AskDrBrown.org right now, all the information, all the thousands of videos, articles, all of it is still there, except it will take you to thelineoffire.org. If you go to our social media pages, one after another is now being populated with a new logo, not Ask Dr. Brown, but The Line of Fire. You say, why is that? Why is that so significant? Okay, it is simply this. Some years back, we switched over to from our ministry name to Ask Dr. Brown because we had so many different things under our ministry, our outreach to the Jewish people, our teaching ministry, apologetics debates, sparking revival in the church, our ministry school. We had so many different things going on. People had a hard time wrapping their minds around it. So we put everything under the Ask Dr. Brown portal. And by God's grace, it has served many thousands, even millions of people well for the glory of God. However, I am not here on the air and in my writing and preaching and teaching and ministry and training. I am not here primarily as a Bible answer man. My colleague Hank Hanegraaff did that effectively for many years. Walter Martin before him. There are others. That's the main thing they do. You have websites like Got Questions and different things, and it's just there to answer your questions. We'll always be there to answer your questions. Our resources are always there. None of that is changing. None of that is going away. But I am not here to be the Bible answer man. I'm here to help equip you to stand strong on the front lines in this urgent life and death situation in which we find ourselves. And friends, like it or not, all of us are in the line of fire today. That's the reality. You can't get away from it. A kid in preschool, a university campus professor, someone in the business world, homeschooling mom, you're active in social media. We're in the line of fire. That's the reality. You can't get away from it. And the Line of Fire is not just our radio broadcast. It is a movement of people. It is an army of God's people in America and around the world as we are standing together and pushing back against the darkness and saying, enough is enough. Not on our watch. Not on our watch. It's not a matter of taking over society. We're going to dominate and declare war on the society. No, it's a matter of living out the gospel. And that's what I've always been about. But I've even noticed on the air that I can talk about almost any subject and then open the phones and we'll just get Bible questions or theology questions. And that's fine. There's a place for that. And we'll still answer your questions on our Friday broadcast. But we have shifted. in many, many ways, not just in name, but to say, what can we do to better equip God's people to be on the front lines? Okay, in that regard, we are releasing this month for the first time our frontline newsletter. It is absolutely free. It is digital. So if you're already getting our emails, you will receive that automatically. If you're not getting our emails right now, go to thelineoffire.org. By the way, you can still plug in askdrbrown.org, but it'll take you to thelineoffire.org. All right, go to thelineoffire.org. Sign up to get our emails now. Sign up today so you don't forget. Later this month, we'll be releasing the Frontline newsletter, which will not just have information, but inspiration and challenge and encouragement and faith building and fun little resources coming your way once a month. So sign up for that. That's one thing. Something even more major. We have launched, and this will go live January 8th, an additional Line of Fire broadcast. So our live talk show will continue, but we are launching an additional broadcast. This will be a 30-minute equipping show. No calls. It will be pre-recorded. We will get into the heart of revival and how to see revival come in our own lives and in the church. We'll lay out how we live out this gospel revolution, how we stand for Jesus with hearts of compassion and backbones of steel in the midst of the culture wars. We'll talk about Israel's salvation and redemption. So a lot of the themes we talk about on the air in our live talk show where we take calls and do interviews, this is going to be equipping 30 minutes a day. We're launching this on over 180 new stations starting January 8th. Quick announcement. If you are listening in Phoenix now on KPXQ or in Dallas on K-Word, you will be now getting the 30-minute equipping broadcast. So you go to the app, still the S. Dr. Brown app, but we're changing graphics there and hopefully the name in the days to come. You can always catch it there. You can go to YouTube and watch. It's still the S. Dr. Brown channel as we're making the changes, but you'll see when you go there, all the graphics, everything's changed. Line of Fire, Line of Fire, Line of Fire. So you'll still be able to get the live broadcast, but you'll now be getting the 30-minute equipping broadcast. Everyone else, you say, how can we listen to the 30-minute broadcast? We'll be posting that online as well, and we'll be telling you about that. And our goal is to blanket America, to get on hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of new stations. We're launching on over 180 stations next week, this new broadcast. And this is going to make an impact. I know it to the core of my being. This is something we have prayed into for years, and I have marching orders to step into this. So when I say major announcements, these are major. Because friends, yes, on the one hand, we've always lived in urgent, critical times. Since Adam fell, the world has been a mess. And yes, Paul talks in Ephesians 5 about redeeming the time because the days are evil. So that's been a reality. In every generation, there's a pitch battle between darkness and light. In every generation, it feels as if things are going to burst and could things get any worse? And we all see that. And in every generation, God moving. But there's also the intensifying. Come on, let's just think about it for a minute. Some of the latest news that I've read and covered, some of the latest news, the Methodist Church in England dropping words like husband and wife because not everyone fits into that situation. This is the church that Wesley found. Well, it's not the church Wesley found anymore. It's apostate. But this would have been unimaginable just a few years ago. And as much as many people are trying to put a spin on what Pope Francis said with priests can bless same-sex couples, but marriage is only the union of a man and a woman, and those couples are still in sin, there's a reason that gay activists are saying a wonderful step in the right direction. There's a reason that conservative Catholic bishops are saying we're not going along with this because they recognize this also on the road to apostasy. And then I just see this announcement that United States Boxing Association has now said, so say in Olympic boxing, you know, for women getting ready for the team or in other facets of women's boxing, that men who identify as women can now box other women. Are you kidding me? What kind of cultural madness is this? And you have kids in elementary schools, I've heard this from mothers firsthand, that are organized in groups. Okay, the white kids over here, black kids here, Hispanic kids here, maybe Native American kids here. And you are now going to be marked as whether you're in the oppressor class or the oppressed class and learn from that. Little kids, this is madness. This is madness, friends. And when you have, you know, last year, Pastor Andy Stanley, with whom I had extensive private interaction, everything I'm saying now, I've said to him privately, and he knows I've said it publicly as well, and invited him on the air to have his say, and then we'll differ. When he has a major conference, and it is now, especially for parents of kids who are struggling with same-sex attraction, to whom our hearts go out, and whom we want to know the love of God and the depth of transformation they can find in Jesus. When he has a conference and has speakers at the conference whom he commends as Christ followers, as godly Christ followers, men who are, quote, married to men, at one of the leading megachurches in America. Friends, we are in urgent times when over 50% of young people surveyed said they stand with Hamas more than Israel. It is cultural madness and spiritual madness. And it's not the time for me to function as a Bible answer man, but to equip and strengthen you because you're on the front lines. That is the reality. One more major announcement in our ministry, just released officially today, Seize the Moment, How to Fuel the Fires of Revival. Now, we had hundreds of pre-orders, and you got the book in advance. I've been getting great reports from the folks who've gotten the book already and read it. How to Fuel the Fires of Revival. What happens when God starts moving? What happens when lives are being dramatically changed? What happens when you begin to see outpouring in your own life? How do you sustain that? How do you deepen that? What can we learn from positives and negatives of past revival movements? I talk about my own experiences and things I've learned as well being in the midst of revival. Seize the Moment, How to Fuel the Fires of Revival. Wherever you get your books online, it's available, or on our website, thelineoffire.org, just released today. And I must say, it is a timely release. God is moving. Things are happening, but it's only it's a beginning. It's a fraction. And we must fuel these fires. Leviticus 6, this was laid out for the Levites, that the fire on the altar must be kept burning. Why? Because it was God who started the fire in Leviticus 9, the end of the ninth chapter, and therefore that holy fire must be sustained. So I lay out those principles, 25 eye-opening chapters in the book, Seize the Moment. We come back. I'm going to talk about, to me, the biggest revelation in 2023, the thing that was most eye-opening to me. And then bottom of the hour, we're going to talk about insights from Kansas City. I think these things will be important and helpful.
I'm Paul Burnett, a board-certified doctor of holistic health, and I want to take this opportunity to talk to you about the importance of healthy blood flow and how it's enhanced by a miracle molecule known as nitric oxide. You see, blood vessels release nitric oxide, which increases blood flow known as something called vasodilation. At Trivita, we take blood flow seriously for our members, and we've developed a nitric oxide plus supplement that has been formulated with natural ingredients designed to maximize nitric oxide production in our blood vessels, which increases blood flow. You may be wondering why you don't have as much energy as you used to. One study that I came across revealed that by the age of 40, we only produce about 50% of the nitric oxide production as compared to our 20s, and by the age of 70, the study showed that we're only producing about 15 to 25%. I have good news. As we age, there's another way for our body to increase nitric oxide production, and That's by converting nitrates in vegetables like beetroot.